This tape recording is not a complete full-length recording of the original seance. Part of the seance was personal to Mrs. Crete, and only the general and interesting remarks made by Frédéric Chopin have been recorded for replay.
This seance was recorded on the 2nd of February, 1959. Sitter Rose Crete, medium Leslie Flint.
Communicator, Frédéric Chopin.
In life it is very difficult.
Yes.
And I understand much more than you think. I am very sympathetic. We do not always appreciate or realize sometimes when things are given to us, when perhaps people have made great sacrifices to make us happy. We should endeavor to appreciate. We do perhaps appreciate, but we don't always perhaps treasure or value something as we should.
But perhaps people sometimes think that a treasure seems to be impossible for them.
No, perhaps that is a kind of humility which one must respect, but at the same time, we must realize that within us there is something tremendous, something so great, so absolutely wonderful, that if we have faith and we work, and it is important to realize faith itself will not achieve it, but with faith and realization of that power within us, we can climb to the heights, we can achieve the things that matter. Nothing is impossible when you realize the potentiality within every individual soul, because that part of us which is indestructible, which is divine, which has tremendous power, which is so vital and so powerful, if only we will give it the opportunity to exert and to show itself.
Yes.
There's no such thing as cannot achieve or cannot do once you realize. But it is true, you must be humble, but humble in the right sense, not in the wrong sense. So many people who do not make a success, whatever it may be that they want to do, is because they have not got not only faith, sufficient faith, but they have not got the strong enough desire to work very hard to make it possible. Nothing comes easily. Everything that is worth having is a struggle, it is often a fight, and in consequence sometimes one destroys even oneself in this kind of way to achieve. But there is such a thing as a satisfaction when you realize that you have created, that you brought into being something that is wonderful, something that is worthwhile, something that is from your deep innermost soul. It has become something beautiful, wonderful. Even if your health is ruined or impaired, or even if you do not reach, as the world understands it, old age, if you do not come, as it were, always to the peak, right, at least to have reached a certain level of success and achievement to satisfy yourself, deep within yourself, no matter about worldly success, but the success that comes from achievement, because you have made it possible, because you have fought for it, you have worked for it, you have done everything in your power for it to be true, a reality, there is such joy and such happiness and satisfaction. When you come here, you see much more clearly what I mean. Those who have achieved greatness have not found it easy. They have suffered on the way.
Yes. Thank you for that beautiful speech of yours.
But it is true.
Yes.
Very true. And do not always think that success, as you probably well know, brings happiness. One has a realization of achievement. One has an inner glow, if you like, of success. But often, in the material sense, there is great unhappiness and great bitterness. Perhaps not bitterness, but there is a feeling of, not failure perhaps, but there is a feeling that
disappointment.
Disillusionment. You know, the greater the artist, more less satisfied he is with himself and with others and with life. We find the flaws in ourselves, we see the weakness in others, and they come into our work, into our music. But at the same time, it is those things, perhaps, that make greatness. If there were such a thing as perfection, we would not understand it. It is because of the discord sometimes, because of the weaknesses in ourselves and in others, because we can paint a picture of truth, as Shakespeare says, you know, we hold the mirror up to life. It is not true. In my music, I always try to bring into my music life, people, friends. There are many little descriptions of people that I've known in my music and places that I've visited, the effect they have had upon me. When I was most unhappy, when I was most sad, I think sometimes I achieved my greatest works. We must not be afraid of the darkness and the shadows. We must face them and we must be strong and realize they are a challenge. And that if we do that, out of it all will come our greatest work, our greatest achievements. If it were in joy and in happiness and gaiety, then we would not have achieved very much. Much of the music that is very bright and pretty and gay is inconsequential. It is very pretty, very nice, but it is no soul. It does not really give you anything of satisfaction or a momentarily. It is only the music that is full of the sadness of life and the dark shadows that brings a deep inner realization and helps. I know this because often when I was most sad, I would find not only in my own music, but in the music of my friends and others, a great source of strength, because I knew that I was suffering not alone, but with the world, for the whole world suffers in some way or other. Some seem to suffer more than others. But in this fellowship, in this realization that we are all one, we are all together, in joy and in suffering, somehow it changes everything. And we realize that music is universal. It represents humanity with all the greatness and the beauty and the strength, the joy, happiness, and all the sadness and weakness, the trials, tribulations. All these things are life. And in my music, I think I try to express these things. And I know that in my most unhappy and my most sad moments, my greatest works were achieved. I have no regrets whatsoever for the unhappiness in my life, for the sickness, for the disillusionments, the disappointments in myself and in my friends. I realize that that is what made me, as it will make you and others. These things we should not be afraid of, but we should accept them as a challenge and know that they are good for us. They're like the medicines which the doctor gives. You don't like the taste, but often it does you good. Sometimes it doesn't, but often it helps. In other words, we are all patients. We are all weak. We are all sick. We are all ailing. We all need strength. And we must remember that strength comes from within our souls, from that divine source. Within us is a greatness because it is part of God. And God gives us this tremendous strength which will never fail us while we have faith in Him and in His will and His power and His goodness and His love for us. Nothing is lost. One day you come here, you will jump for joy and be so filled and so excited and so animated with everything that you see and the people that you meet and the music that you listen to. It will be like being transformed into a world which has become a wonderful reality. But accept your world, accept your life, accept your friends, accept everything that you know, and realize that behind all things and all people there is this spark of the divine. If there is disappointment, if there is disillusionment, if there is weakness, nevertheless those things exist in you just as much as them. For no one is perfect. We who come to you are not perfect. We are imperfect creatures, all of us, but we shall gradually become more perfected through love and the transmission of love, the understanding of love, the living, as it were, of love, and the manifestation of love in all our thoughts and our actions, in all our ways. These things will make us nearer and more like God. These things are our birthright, these are our natural gifts, our natural inheritance. I try to do all these things in a minor way, perhaps, but in my music and in my life, perhaps the lives of the failure. Yet in the failures of my life, I found my true self, as you and others will also. And if my music survives, as it does, indefinitely, it will help in some measure to show the world that what I felt in my lifetime, which may be to them hundreds of years before them, exists just the same. It has been so from the beginning of time. Man must find his own self, and he must be strong and have faith and know that he can overcome, that he can indeed himself make himself truly a worthy child of the divine by his own efforts, by the sacrifices that he must make, for it is only through sacrifice that we can hope to achieve. A great musician can only be a great musician if he feels intensely the sadness and sorrows of others as well as his own, and he puts all he has of himself and others into his music. He is prepared to work day and night, striving and struggling for perfection, knowing that he'll never achieve perfection, but he may achieve something that will pass for perfection, at least for a time. Because as we become more knowledgeable, more developed, more understanding, we realize that that which we thought great once was not so great, really, because we've learned a greater greatness. That is as it should be, always searching, always discovering, always finding greatness in various forms. The man who says he knows all things, or has discovered this or that, and that is an achievement which cannot be better, is a fool. For one can always find a little more, discover a little more, know a little more, and be a little more. You must not worry about yourself. You worry far too much. You have made progress, and you will make much more progress. And eventually, you will find the happiness that your heart seeks. In the meantime, be patient with yourself, be patient with your music, be patient with your friends, and search only for that which is good within each one, and you'll be much happier. Not that you're unhappy, but I know you strive very hard, but sometimes you get very sad, you get very disappointed with your friends, and sometimes with yourself, and often with your music, but nevertheless realize that it is a struggle that is always worthwhile, and that you may help someone here or there in helping them to understand themselves and find their true selves eventually and put themselves on a better road of return and probation. We are all servants. None of us can escape each other eventually. We must realize that we are here to serve each other. I was very amused when you wore the servant's costume, for I thought it was very appropriate.
Hmm?
I was very amused when you came as a servant to a party,
because
I thought that was very appropriate. or you are always serving in some way or other, and somehow it was you, for it was very typical of yourself as you are inside, because you love to serve and to help others. And I was very happy, because you know, those who often are most humble are often the most high. You do not want to be a duchess. You do not want to be great as the world understands it. You are content to be quiet and simple. And in simplicity there is greatness. And I want that always to be, to you, the most important thing. That in the simplicity of things you find the greatness and the beauty, and indeed you find God. God is found in the humble things much more than in the great things, as the world understands great. The earth in itself is important. As we all know, it is a schoolroom of life, and you have learnt many lessons there, and there are a few more yet to learn. But when the time comes for you to finish your schooling, you come here and you'll be a prize pupil. And we give you a wonderful prize. And you let us go.
Oh.
But don't worry and cheer up.
All right.
Then I will not hide nothing from you, either spiritually or even material things, which sometimes disappear most mysteriously. Goodbye.